Rosa Maria Scorbatti was born on the 9th of December, 1940, in Gazzola, near Piacenza, Italy. The last of three children to Carlo Scorbatti and Giovannina Vigilini. The Scorbatti family later relocated to Milan on the 9th of October, 1950, where her father passed away only a year later on July 16. Now in her teens, she desired to become a religious sister working in the missions, but at age 16 when she announced it, her mother did not approve and asked that she wait until she turned 20. That time came and Scorbatti reaffirmed her desire to become a sister. She joined the Consolata Missionary Sisters in San Fre in Cuneo on the 5th of May 1963 and began her postulancy on the 20th of May and her novitiate on the 21st of November 1963 in Nepi under the guidance of Sister Paolina Emiliani. It was in November of 1972 that she made a perpetual profession as Leonella. Now in her personal relationship with the Lord, Sister Leonella became gradually convinced that she was called to give her life for the kingdom. After many years of missionary life in Kenya, in 2002, she joined the small Consolata Missionary Sisters community that was present in Somalia and studied the possibility of opening a nursing training center for Somali girls and boys. She was aware of the unstable and dangerous situation of the area, but she was enthusiastic about running the center, teaching, and preparing future nurses for the only hospital in Somalia. Sister Leonella was in Somalia from 2000 to 2006, founding the nursing school in Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia, to support needed health services in Somalia and give career options to young people who could otherwise be lured into joining Al-Shabaab or other terrorist groups. She always looked forward to going back to nursing, so after her term as Superior General in Kenya, when she was asked to go to Somalia, it was like a confirmation of a desire she felt within her, said Sister Matimu, the regional superior of the Consolata Missionary in Nairobi, Kenya. She enlisted help from the Nursing Council of Kenya to register the Somali school, which had been difficult to do because an unstable government left the country's infrastructure in a state of disrepair. When the first group of trainees finished, Sister Leonella returned to Kenya with four graduates, so they could pursue more specialized training. The hope was that these nurses with extra training could eventually take over the management and teaching of the fledgling nursing school. We deeply believe that if we gave a chance to the young people, something different, they would lay down their weapons, said Sister Matimu. Sister Leonella believed deeply in that. She said, I know I am taking risks. I know I could be risking my own life, but I will do it for love. She said there was no problem of working with people of other culture and religion as long as there is respect for each other, for where there is fear, there is no love. She said, I cannot be afraid, and at the same time, love. I choose to love. And that was just a few months before she was killed. On September the 17th, 2006, Sister Leonella was gunned down outside a children's hospital just after 12:30 p.m. when she finished teaching and was crossing the road where three other nuns were waiting to have lunch with her. Her guard and driver, a father of four, was also killed after shielding himself around her. After she was shot, as she was bleeding to death, Sister Leonella extended her love to her killers. I forgive, I forgive, I forgive, were her last words spoken. Sister Matimu said she thinks extremists in Somalia may have been worried about Sister Leonella's success with the nursing school and worried she would try to convert the students to Christianity as Somalia is a majority Muslim country. Sister Leonella never talked to them about Jesus Christ, but human values, natural values, respect for life. These things that are embraced in any culture, any religion, said Sister Matimu. After Sister Leonella's death, the United Nations helped move her body and evacuate the other Consolata sisters from Somalia to Kenya, and the community has not returned to the country. The Consolata sisters buried Sister Leonella in Nairobi, Kenya, and as part of the process of her becoming a saint, Sister Leonella was exhumed on September 30th, 2017. Her body is now kept in the Floral Hostel Chapel in Nairobi, Kenya. She was beatified on the 26th of May, 2018 in Piacenza, Italy. Blessed Leonella Scorbatti, pray for us.